I'll tell you the definition of a frustrated radio presenter is having 1 minute left on your live radio program, looking round and seeing Avery Sunshine come in the building, and you think, can I squeeze her in for a quick chat? No, I'm not going to be able to do that. But fortunately, we got her back for a chat. One of my favorite people, Avery. How are you?
Oh, my God. My boyfriend. My love.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
The sunroom still shining. Amazing.
Yes.
You've been... this time you've been on tour with the incredible Gregory Porter.
Is that nuts or what?
Yeah.
I'm like... I think I took a picture of our... or Dana did, of our dressing rooms because they're right next to each other. And, you know, I had to stand in the middle of it because I'm so excited so I could show everybody. So it's really amazing. And to watch his career... I remember listening to... I think it's the Be Good album, and to be on tour with him is just, I mean, it's beyond amazing.
It's taken you to some beautiful places. Birmingham Symphony Hall.
Yes, Symphony Hall, Brighton Dome.
Brighton Dome.
The Brighton Dome.
Brighton train station, I saw you.
The Brighton train station. Did you see that? Did you see the smile and the way the sun was peeking through the windows?
You captured it. The sun beaming through. I mean, who else could have captured that picture?
Well, I have to tell you, Dana did that. He likes to take
credit. But you're in it. I mean, sunshine
in
sunshine.
I tried to tell him.
That's all about. I saw another bizarre picture of you stunned at the a tattoo in the back of someone's head.
Was that nuts?
That looked just like you. It was
kind of because she had glasses on, so the arm of the glasses made it look like I was smoking. So it was the most bizarre thing. This lady, she showed up for a sound check, and nobody's supposed to be in sound check. None of the security guards could put her out. She wouldn't move. They were afraid of her, so they just let her stay. And I see why. She had a tattooed, my face tattooed in the back of her head.
So that was actually,
I wouldn't have bothered her either.
That was actually you.
That it was supposed to be me. But I'm so honored that people care enough to do stuff like that. I think it's nuts.
Yeah. Honor is one thing, but that would actually worry me a little bit.
You should read some of the notes under the picture.
I just want to talk about this because this fascinates me. I want to talk about the Capital Jazz Cruise that happens.
Crazy.
And you ended up in Costa Rica taking pictures of strange animals hanging from trees and stuff. But this is an amazing ship that goes around with America's top jazz and soul performers on it.
Yes, yes.
For how long?
8 days. I have to be honest, that was my first cruise. So the second day, or by the end of the first night, I was ready to go home. I was like, all right, I need some land. Something's got to happen. But by the time I ran into Bob James, and by the time I talked to Nathan East, and by the time I met Harvey Mason, and by the time Patti LaBelle sang one of my songs in my ear, I could have stayed on the boat forever. Yes, I have a Patti LaBelle story.
I seen the picture.
You said, did you see the picture?
This is what I'm leading on to this. The great Patti LaBelle.
The great.
Singing your song back to you.
In my ear.
My goodness.
She actually sent someone over to our table while we were eating to say, listen, I want to meet Avery, but I don't want to disturb her. You freaking kidding me? Ma'am, walk over, knock everything off the table if you like. Sit on the table. I don't care. But she's so polite and so kind. And Chris, she grabbed my hands and she hugged me. She says, I just love you and I know your music. And she sang the song twice. And then she says, baby, when's your birthday?
It's May 22nd.
And she said, mine's May 24th. We're both Geminis. So I was a complete wreck. So, you know, there's nothing anybody can tell me now.
And that's honest. On a cruise in the middle of the sea somewhere.
And she said that she loved my performance. She saw my performance. They actually piped the performances into the room. So you can not only hear them, but you can see them as well on the TV.
I imagine she's been along since, it's been an idol of yours, right?
I mean forever. Yeah. I'm from Chester, right outside of Philly, 9 miles, you know, away from where she was born. And that's who they primarily played, WDAS and all the stations at home. They played Patti, you know, Sound of Philadelphia, all of that, you know. So to meet her, and you know what's so interesting, I did not know, and I'm in no way am I likening myself to, you know, the great Patti LaBelle, but I definitely see similarities I had noticed before, and I'm honored to have had the opportunity to talk to her. She sang my song, Chris, in my ear.
I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't...
Beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was nuts.
We've got you on the Gregory tour.
Yeah.
We heading around Europe and around the UK. We also have the pleasure of you doing a double bill at Under the Bridge with Shauna Scoffrey.
Yes.
Who has a very seasoned and beautiful soulful voice. And he's your label mate, and the two of you are getting together for a double bill. I mean,
yes.
Somebody better turn up early or they're going to be disappointed. Who's on first?
I don't know. I think, can I tell if I knew though? Yeah, I go on first.
Okay.
So yeah, I just want to make sure.
We need to get there nice and early, 7:30.
Please be there early so that you can, you know, get a little sunshine before, you know. We got a chance to see The Lion King, and Sean is brilliant.
He's in it, isn't he?
Oh, my God, he's absolutely brilliant. So we got a chance to meet him for a second, so I'm really looking forward to this show.
It's unusual to have a sort of double bill like that.
Yes.
It's usually support and main act, but a double bill is going to be amazing. Under the Bridge.
Under the Bridge.
Yeah, tonight.
Yes, tonight. So I've got to go and get my lashes on. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
Please,
so I can
yeah.
be cute for tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't forget to shout me again. I'm going to be there playing some tunes anyway.
Good.
Yeah. Great to have you back, Avery Sunshine.
Thank
on
you,
Jazz
Mama.
FM.
Mm.
Actually, Avery is going to she's shimming out of the studio here to get on the grand piano here at Jazz FM and do a little session for us. And yeah, just say, don't forget, get down there nice and early tonight. Avery Sunshine and Shauna Scoffrey together. And here is Avery live and direct in the Jazz FM studio.
Everything, some would agree. A fine car, a condo by the shore, from me to me. It looked like my picture was just right, the lie I told myself, so I could sleep at night. I met you and I had to come clean, that with all I had, I didn't have a thing. Can I tell you what you've done? You turned my nothing into something. To something, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh. Never thought I'd be that girl, Miss Independent. Much time trying to look the part, leading with my head and not with my heart. You found me and I had to come clean, that with all I had, I didn't have a thing. Yeah, can I tell you what you've done? You turned my nothing into something. You have been my super love. You are my something. Yeah, yeah. Bye.
Every Sunshine in our Jazz FM studio this afternoon and the full show tonight at Under the Bridge. Did you hear that voice? Did you hear that voice? Dana Johnson accompanying on guitar and various things. Her longtime musical partner, and fantastic to speak to Avery again. What a character and a great entertainer. We got the music of Curtis Stigers in just a moment, and I'm into the rhythm section.